Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiu Ryo has congratulated Guru Sangyo Sang Pongoner on being conferred the Padma Shri Award 2026 in the field of art. Taking to social media, Mr. Ryo said his lifelong commitment to preserving the rich folk heritage of Nagaland over the past six decades is inspiring. The Chief Minister also wished Guru Sangyo Sang continued success in all his endeavours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on Nagrik Devo Bhava and urged officers to keep citizens at the centre of governance. Interacting with 183 officer trainees of IAS 2024 batch who have been attached as assistant secretaries in various ministries and departments in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi called upon young civil servants to lead India's journey towards Viksit Bharat at 2047. He urged the young civil servants to dedicate themselves to nation-building with a strong sense of purpose, innovation and citizen-centric governance. The Prime Minister also highlighted the growing role of women in nation-building, noting that more than 40% of the current batch comprises women officers. Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Hanukbacham has stressed on the importance of public awareness on child protection laws and child labour issues. He called for intensified information, education and communication, IEC campaigns, and urged all stakeholders, including public organisations and community leaders, to actively participate in creating awareness and educating the public on the rights of children and the legal consequences of child labour. Mr. Bacham was speaking at an orientation program on the Standard Operating Procedure SOP for the rescue, rehabilitation and post-rescue management of child labourers under the provisions of the Child and Adolescent Labour Prohibition and Regulation Act 1986 with members of the District Task Force on Child Labour in Kohima yesterday. He emphasized that every department and organization represented in the task force has a crucial role to play in ensuring the protection and welfare of children, stating that members should be well informed about their respective responsibilities under the law. Mr. Bacham stressed the need for regular coordination and quarterly meetings to formulate action plans and strengthen implementation mechanisms. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government is making advanced preparations for Kharif season to help farmers deal with the possible impact of a weak monsoon caused by El Nino. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chauhan said that the country had so far seen around 43% less rainfall and that the monsoon was expected to remain weak in July too.
Overall rainfall has been 43% below normal so far, and according to the weather forecast, conditions are likely to remain weak until the week ending 2nd July. This means that our kharif crops could be affected. We have been preparing for such situations for quite some time. An assessment has also been carried out to determine how many districts may be affected. Based on the current projections, around 315 districts are likely to experience deficient rainfall.
Mr. Chauhan said that states have been advised to promote crops like pulses, coarse grains and oil seeds, which require less water and can still perform well under difficult conditions. He said scientific protocols, timely crop planning and district-level preparedness were being strengthened in coordination with the states. Mr. Chauhan added that Krishi Vigyan Kendras, Agromet units and other advisory channels are being used to ensure that farmers receive timely guidance. And Deputy Commissioner of Mokokchung, Ajit Kumar Verma, has underscored the importance of census as the foundational database for national planning, policy formulation, resource allocation and implementation. Mr. Verma was addressing a consultative meeting held at DC's Conference Hall in Mokokchung District yesterday to boost awareness and ensure active participation in the ongoing census operation and the newly launched self-enumeration phase. He highlighted that Census 2027 marks India's first ever census conducted in a fully digital mode, aiming to empower citizens and ensure a smooth, efficient workflow for field enumerators. Mr. Verma urged all census officials to focus on accurate data collection and also to promote self-enumeration exercise. Meanwhile, citizens wishing to self-enumerate can log in directly to the official portal at se.census.gov.in. The questionnaire can also be downloaded in advance at se.census.gov.in/assets/se_question.pdf. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.